well. It's good to see you back after dinner. It's good to see you back after dinner.
很高兴在吃完晚餐以后看到各位。
At least I know that if you feel sleepy, it's not because you are hungry.
起码知道这个你不是你如果打瞌睡的话，不是因为肚子太饿。
Now you have no reason to be sleepy because your stomach has been fed.
因为各位吃饱了，现在应该精神比较好才对。
Before I continue with what I did, I ended just now. Remember I asked you a question about the curtain.
在我继续刚才停下来的那个地方之前，我想先问大家一个问题。
I told you that the innermost curtain was 28 cubits by 40.
好，我们刚才讲到最内层那个帐幕呢，它的这个宽幅是28肘。
So the 28 cubits would cover 10 over here, at the top.
所以这个28肘呢，可以盖住上面宽10肘。
Leaving 18 more cubits.
剩下18肘。
So out of the 18, one side 9 cubits and the other side 9 cubits.
两侧垂下来就是各有9肘。
That would be 28 cubits altogether.
这样子加起来是28肘。
That means that this innermost curtain never reached the floor of the tabernacle.
所以我们知道最内的这一层的帐幕呢，它是没有碰到地的。
While all the other three layers reach to the very floor.
另外的三层呢，两边垂下来都有碰到地。
And I ask you to think about it.
我要大家思考一下。
Why?
为什么呢
？Anyone has got an answer for that?
有没有人知道为什么如此
？Anyone brave enough to answer?
有没有人有这个胆量回答？
If you understand what I sought to pass on to you just now,
如果你明了我先前对大家讲的
that the innermost curtain was the representation of the very dwelling of God.
这个最内侧的这个帐幕呢，就是表彰神所居住的地方。
That which would be associated with or connected with the very person and presence of God.
那它就是跟神本身或者是神的存在是相关的。
And it's for this reason,
因着如此呢
the divine things of God cannot reach to the desert floor.
神它代表神的这个神圣。就不能够碰到这个地。
And that's why it's very important for those of us who serve the Lord.
这对于侍奉神的人也是很重要的一点。
We must not bring in the floor of the world into the presence of God.
我们不能够把这个属地的这个地带到神的前面。
Because this curtain had been representative.Of what is divine must not touch the ground.
这个最内侧的这一层的帐幕呢，它代表的是神的圣洁神性是不可以接触到地面。
And now you know why it must be 1 cubit short so that it cannot touch the ground.
所以两侧都各少了一侧对不起一肘没有碰到地。
What is divine and what is sacred?Do not bring it down and let it be contaminated by the earth of the world.
所以圣洁的属神的就是不能够被地这个土地所污染。
So you see, even in this, we find the measurement of the curtain is very, very important.
所以我们看到这里讲到帐幕的一切的尺寸。都是非常有意义的。
It shows the sacredness of this innermost curtain that we see when we go into the holy place and the holy of holies.
让我们看到 最内侧的这一层的帐幕呢，它所表彰的那种神圣的特性。
Those who serve God must always realize that it is a sacred thing.
侍奉神的人必须要知道他所做的事情是神圣的。
Okay, now let's go back to where I stopped just now.
我们现在就回到刚才停下来的地方。
We had already entered the holy place.
我们刚才已经讲到圣所里面了。
We now come to the table of showbread.
我们现在要开始讲这个陈设饼桌子。
I want to enlarge it to full screen.
We have already touched on the golden lampstand.
我们刚才先讲过金灯台。
We now come on to the next item of furniture, the table of showbread.
讲到圣所里下一个物件就是这个摆放陈设饼的桌子。
If the golden lampstand speaks of the Christian's witness,
如果我们说金灯台表现的是信徒的见证。
Then the table of showbread speaks of the Christian's worship and fellowship.
那这个陈设饼的桌子就是来表现基督徒他的敬拜跟交通。
The scriptural specifications of the table of showbread are found in the verses that you see on the screen.
列出来的经文就是跟陈设饼桌相关的经文。
If you want to read about the table and how it's constructed, it's found in Exodus chapter 25:23-30.
讲到它的这个构造那是在出埃及记二十五章的23-30节。
Now in that passage, you don't read anything about the bread.
在这一段的经文里面，我们只有看到桌子，没有讲到饼。
To find more about the bread, you need to turn to Leviticus chapter 24, verses 5-7.
那在列王记二十四章五到七节的地方呢，就讲到这个饼。
We shall refer to these verses when we come to the time.
我们这个稍后呢会实际来看这里面的经文。
Just in order to save time.
为了节省时间。
But for those of you who want to do your own personal Bible study, the references are there to help you.
那记下来的这一些参考的经文呢各位有兴趣的话可以自己去阅读。
Now, what does the table of showbread teach us spiritually?
那这个陈设饼桌子它属灵所要表彰的是什么呢？
First of all, that is the Godward aspect.
我们首先看从神的这个方面。
Now,If you look at Exodus chapter 25, verse 30,
我们看出埃及记二十五章的三十节的话呢
，you find that it reads, "And thou shalt set upon the table of showbread before me always."
二十五章三十节说，又要在桌子上，在我面前常摆设陈设饼。
What is the meaning of showbread?
陈设饼是什么意思呢？
I'm not sure whether your Chinese translation already has translated it correctly, but it should read the bread of his presence.
在这个它的意思我们也可以用另外一个话语来说明，就是在他面前的饼。
Is it
the bread in his presence?
That's right.
Close.
So the Chinese translation is more accurate than the English translation I have here.
所以陈设饼这个陈设意思就是放在神的前面。
It means that this bread is ever in the presence of God.
这个意思就是说这个饼呢要常常的在神的面前。
Or you may read it another way, the bread of his faces.
也可以说这个饼是他的面
，because it's ever at before his face，
也是就藏在他的前面脸的前面。
Of course, the loaves of bread will represent us, you and me。
饼本身代表的是人 And
this speaks of us ever in the presence of God.
这里讲到我们人啊常在神的面前。
A very, very interesting passage is found in Hebrews 2:10 to 13 as commentary on this.
在希伯来书二章十到十三节的地方呢，又再讲到这件事。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verses 10 to 13, we read. Can you please read?
希伯来书二章十到十三节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称为他们的弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要倚靠他，又说看哪，我与神所给我的儿女。
Here you see a wonderful statement by the Lord himself.
这里我们可以看到主所说的一句话。
He says he is not ashamed to call us his brethren.
他不以称我们为弟兄为耻。
And he brings us into the very presence of God, and he says, Oh God, look at these people. They are my brethren.
他把我们带到神的面前，然后跟神说，请看，这些是我的弟兄。
It is really wonderful that the Lord is not ashamed to call us brethren, and yet sometimes we are ashamed to testify of him.
我们看到这里主说不以称我们为弟兄为耻，但是我们有的时候呢，我们却以称他为主为耻。
As it were, he brings us the bread into God's presence, so that we are the showbread on this table.
所以就像这些陈设饼一样他把我们带到神的面前。放在神的面前。
And I'd like you to see how this bread on the table is preserved.
我们看看这些饼放在这个桌上的饼是怎么样子保存的呢？
Please look at the structure of the table, Exodus chapter 25, verses 24 and 25.
出埃及记二十五章二十四节、二十五节讲到这个桌子的构造。
But first of all, note the dimensions first in verse 23.
23节这里讲到它的尺寸。
Note please, it is again made of acacia wood.
也是皂荚木做的。
Two cubits long and one cubit broad. It is not square, it is a rectangle.
长二肘，宽一肘，所以不是正方形的，是长方形的。
And it is 1.5 cubits high.
高一肘半。
And so you see, the netting on the brazen altar was 1.5 cubits high.
我们先前讲过这个祭坛的网子本身是在一肘半的高度。
The table of showbread is 1.5 cubits high.
陈设饼桌的高度也是一肘半。
The mercy seat is 1.5 cubits high.
然后到施恩座也是一肘半高。
And you see how the three fit in together as having been saved by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now the bread that is presented before Christ, and we have the right now to approach the very presence of God.
就是说，在外面，耶稣基督的救赎，之后，我们就，成为来到神的面前，就像这个陈设饼一样，然后将来就是到施恩座前面。
This table is the community of us as believers.
这里这个陈设饼桌就是说由我们信徒所构成的这样的一个集体，一个集团。
You will note again that this table is made in verse 24, made of shooting wood overlaid with gold.
是皂荚木所做，然后用金金包起来。
And with a ring with a ring, a gold ring round the table.
这个在市面上有这个金的环。
That's on the wrong button. Alright. Now, verse 24 and verse 25. I'm not sure again how the Chinese Bible translates it, but my English Bible is interesting. Verse 24, thou shalt overlay with pure gold and make thereto a ring of gold round about, and thou shalt make unto it a border of a handbreadth round about, and thou shalt make a golden rim to the border thereof round about. 24 and 25.
要包上金啊，四围镶上金牙边，桌子的四围各做一掌宽的横梁，横梁上镶的金牙边。
Right. First, the table has a ring round about.
啊，那个就是金牙边。
Then there is another ring inside.
然后里面又有一层金牙边。
What does the Bible say with regard to the measurement between the inner ring and the outer ring?
这两层的金牙边这个中间间隔是多少呢？
What's it?
Width of a palm.
Good. It's a hand breadth.
就是手的宽度。
You know, it's very important. Between the two rings is a hand breadth. The word hand or palm is used.
在这个两个层两圈的这个牙边的中间宽度是手掌。
The breadth is inside.
The breadth
is inside this round.
这个饼是放在中间这个地方。
There is first one ring to hold and protect the bread so that it will not fall down.
里面这一层的牙边呢，就是有一点稳固这个饼让它不要倒下来的这样的作用。
One hand breadth away, there is another crown to protect it, so to speak.
然后再间隔一个手掌的宽度呢，又有一圈的牙边呢做保护。
Why must there be two crowns?
为什么要两圈的牙边呢？
To make sure the bread on the table is secure and stable.
就是为了让这个饼呢是很稳固的。
You will know in John chapter 10, verses 28 to 30.
在约翰福音十章二十八到三十节这边呢。
The Lord Jesus Christ said,
主耶稣说
，You, that myself and you are in His hand.
我们呢都在他神的手中。
No one can snatch us away from His hand.
谁也不能从我的手里把他们夺去。
And we are also in the Father's hand.
我们也在父的手中。
And my Father and I are one.
谁也不能从我父的手里把他们夺去。
Do you see the two hands holding you?
在约翰福音十章二十八节到三十节这边讲到两次的手。
Note the significant use of the word hand.
我们注意到这里重复的讲到这个手。
Christ's hand is holding you.
耶稣基督的手抓住我们。
The Father's hand is holding the Son's hand.
然后父的手又抓住这个子的手。
And both are holding you.
一起把我们抓住。
No one can snatch you out from His hand.
没有人能够把我们从他的手里夺去。
No one can stretch you out, can snatch you out from the Father's hand.
也没有谁能够从父的手里把我们夺去。
As it were, the Son's hand and the Father's hand are all merged into one, and they are holding you secure.
指啊、就是基督的手跟父的手合在一起，把我们牢牢的啊、抓住。
If you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can never be lost.
真正的啊、清楚的相信耶稣基督啊、你是永远不会迷失的。
Be very assured concerning your security in the salvation of yourself in the hands of God.
我们对于我们自己啊，在耶稣基督里面得到的救恩啊，我们要十分的确认确信。
And so you see the two crowns with a handbreadth in between, preserving the bread.
所以我们看到啊、这个两圈的牙边呢啊，就是用来保护这个饼的。
Do not believe those people who tell you that if you have believed in Lord Jesus Christ, you can still lose your salvation.
不要相信那些跟你说你相信了耶稣以后仍然可能失去你救恩的人。
Christ's hand is holding you.
耶稣基督的手把你抓住。
The Father's hand is holding you.
父的手也把你抓住。
And no one can snatch you out from the hands of these two.
能够把你从他的手中夺去。
The word snatch is to pull you out by force.
啊，这里讲夺去啊，就是从手里面把它这样子扯出来。
No matter how strong the force is, no one can snatch you out from the hands of the Father and the Son.
无论他的力量多大，都不可能啊，从啊、基督跟父的手里面啊，把我们夺去。
Now,Let us look at the bread.
啊，然后我们再来看这个饼本身。
The bread is not mentioned in the Exodus passage.
在啊、这一段的经文里面呢，并没有讲到饼。
It is found in Leviticus chapter 24.
所以我们要到利未记的二十四章这边来看。
And we read in verse 6 and 8 that you read.
第六节。Maybe 5?
Verse 6 and verse 8. Or we can read verse 5 for connection.
你要取细面烤成十二个饼，每饼用面依法十分之二，要把饼排列两行，每行六个，在耶和华面前啊，金金的桌子上。And also 12?
Verse 8.
然后跳到第八节啊，每安息日要常摆在耶和华面前。这为以色列人做永远的约。
Okay, first the bread is made of fine flour, as you see here.
第一个，这个饼是用细面做的。
And there must be 12 loaves.
做成十二个。
Right, essentially, basically, the 12 loaves will represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
那当然，基本的一个含义就是十二个饼代表十二支派。
But we know that.The tabernacle teaching goes beyond Israel.
但是我们知道啊，有关会幕的教训，它的含义其实是超越了啊以色列这一国这一族的。
We have seen in the other items that it points to the Lord Jesus Christ in the future.
刚才所讲过的有关会幕的，都已经指到啊未来的这个耶稣基督了。
It also points to the church that was to be formed in the future.
也讲到了在。基督所建立的这个教会的
，and of course points to the Christian，
也讲到信徒。
Now what is important is these 12 loaves are arranged in two rows。
重点在这里，我们可以看到这十二个饼呢，排成这个两行。
They are not just put on the table at random。
并不是就是这样摊在桌子上。
Not in three rows or not in four rows, but in two rows.
也不是三堆四堆，而是两行。
We are not told whether these rows are put in two rows vertically.
我们并不清楚啊，这所谓的两行是叠成两堆呢
，or two rows horizontally.
还是排成两行
？It does not matter.
但是不是重点。
What is important is there are two rows.
重点在这里是这个两行。
And these two rows has got have to show us that there are indeed two groups of people in the presence of God.
在这里两行饼就代表在神面前有两种的人。
Or at least there will be two in the future.
或者是说将来啊会有两种。
And if we read Ephesians 2:14 to 18, we know what these two groups are.
啊，如果我们读以弗所书啊二章啊十四到十八节
，They are those who are near and those who are afar off.
所讲到的就是有靠近的，有远处的。
Those who are near, of course, would be Israel, the Jews.
所谓靠近的啊，就是以色列人。
Those who are far off will be the Gentiles.
远处的指的就是外邦人。
But the day will come when this table of showbread will bring together the Jews and the Gentiles so that they are presented to the presence of God or to before the face of God as one.
将来有一天来到呢，啊，这些犹太人啊，外邦人会合在一起啊，来到神的面前。
That's why we read in Ephesians 2:18, the Lord has broken down the middle wall of partition between the two groups.
啊，所以在以弗所书二章啊十八节这边讲到呢，啊，神就啊将两下啊合而为一。
They have come together and become one, looked upon as one table.
他们合到一起呢，啊，就是在一个的桌子上面。
More about that as we go on later.
我们等一下还会再讲到这一点。
And of course, this also illustrates the perfection of the brethren because of Christ's perfect sacrifice.
这里也讲到啊，我们。弟兄们啊，可以啊成为完全啊，因为基督是那个完全的祭物。
Now in Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 5, we read that the bread is to make from fine flour.
二十四章啊，利未记二十四章五节这边说，这个饼呢是用细面做的。
Fine flour always points to the perfection and spot.Lessness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
细面本身啊，所代表的就是一种完全的啊，一种无瑕疵的一个情形。
Fine flour means that in the flour itself, there must not be even one little grit.
啊，就是说在这个面粉里面啊，在这个很细的面粉里面呢，没有一点点的这个杂质的。
It is perfection.
它是完啊完全的。
And the bread is made from this flour.
那饼呢，就是用这个面粉做的。
Of course, perfection can only come with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然啊，完美啊，就是来自于耶稣基督。
And we as the bread can only have the perfection from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也只有借着耶稣基督啊，才能够得到完全。
That's from God's aspect.
那是从神的角度。
He looks upon the two rows of bread on the table as Jews, Gentiles brought together one in the Lord.
啊，从他的角度来看，这两行的饼啊，就是有犹太人啊，有外邦人啊，都合二为一来到他的面前。
Now let's look at the manual aspect.
那我们从人的啊这个角度来看
，Leviticus chapter 24:5-9 again，
同样还是这一段经文，利未记二十四章五节到九节。
We want to compare the table of showbread with the table of the law。
我们 table of the
Lord's Supper。
我们把陈设饼桌跟。这个圣餐的主餐的桌子来做比较。
And let's see what lessons we can learn by comparing the table of showbread with the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians.
我们把陈设饼桌跟哥林多前书讲到这个主餐的桌子来做一个比较。
First, note that in chapter 24 verse 6, it is called, the table of showbread is called pure table.
那在陈设饼桌的话二十四章的这个第六节呢，也讲到它是一个纯净的桌子。
Then the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table is also pure in a sense.
那 主餐的桌子啊，一样也是一个纯净洁净的桌子。
First Corinthians 10:21 said, "You cannot take part of the Lord's supper, the Lord's table, and of the demons' table."
啊，在哥林多前书啊第十章的地方讲到啊，我们不能够又啊领主的杯啊，也不再又领这个鬼的杯。
And in chapter 11, verses 27 to 29, we read that in the church in Corinth, there were those people who abused the Lord's Supper.
在哥林多前书十一章接着就讲到，在哥林多教会里面，有人就这个不守规定来这个领主餐。
And these people were smitten by the Lord, and they fell sick, and some of them died.
他们就受主的责备啊，有一些啊就生病啊，有一些就死。
Let us remember this. And tomorrow we are keeping the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is pure.
我们明天就要守主餐啊，我们要记得主餐是神圣洁净的。
Just as the priests, in order to go into the holy place to serve at the table of showbread, they must wash their hands and feet. So must we.
就像我们刚才讲到要进入这个圣所侍奉的祭司一定要手跟脚都洗干净我们也是一样。
Chapter 24 and verse 7 we are told that frankincense is put on the bread for a memorial.
在利未记24章第七节又讲到要把洁净的乳香再放到饼上面作为纪念。
And we should compare the Lord's Supper to which is also called a memorial feast.
那主餐也是一样称为纪念主的餐。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们要如此行为的是纪念我。
The Lord's Supper is to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
那主餐是为了宣扬主的死直到他再来。
Many people think that our Lord's Supper is a funeral service.
有人想认为说主餐本身是一个葬礼。
Because we remember the Lord in his death only.
我们只纪念主的死。
It is not right.
这是不正确的。
Because it says that do this until he comes again.
这里经文告诉我们说我们如此行只等到他再来。
That means that we need to also remember not only his death, his burial, his resurrection before we can ever remember him in come until before we can stop when he comes again.
所以我们所纪念的是包含主的受死他的埋葬他的复活这样子我们就只等他他的升天然后就只等到他再来。
So it is not a funeral service.
所以并不是一个丧礼。
It is a victorious memorial feast.
是一个得胜的一个纪念的一个餐。
Now, chapter 24 verse 8 tells us that bread on the table of showbread must be changed every Sabbath.
因为第二十四章第八节讲到这个饼呢是每个安息日来更换。
With regard to the Lord's Supper, we are told that the early church met together on the first day of the week for the breaking of bread.
那对照主餐的话呢，讲到在初期教会他们是每个礼拜的第一天来守主餐。
We don't keep the Sabbath.
我们并不守安息日
but we celebrate the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, the day the Lord Jesus Christ rose again.
但是我们在每周的第一日我们来守主餐纪念主。
Please note chapter 24 verse 8, it is before the Lord continually.
那二十四章第八节也是一样这个橙色饼是经常的在神的面前。
In other words, that bread is always in the presence of God.
所以也就是说在神的面前经常的是有这个饼的。
And that should remind us that In 1 Corinthians 11:26, we are told to do this as often as you eat this bread in remembrance of me.
那一样，在哥林多前书啊第十一章这里讲到呢，啊我们是啊时常的如此行。
As often would mean continually.
啊，这里讲到啊我们啊每逢七日的第一日啊，我们做这件事情就是连续不断的。
24 in verse 9 tells us that it is food for the priests.
在24章的利未记24章第9节里面讲到，这些陈设饼呢也作为祭司的食物。
At the end of the week, when the priest changed the bread, the priest can then eat the bread.
每次安息日的时候，他们把这个饼啊换下来的时候呢，换下来的饼他们就可以吃了。
Verse 9, it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it.
第九节这里讲到呢，这个饼就是要做亚伦和他们的子孙啊，他们在这个圣处吃的。
Well, in 1 Corinthians 11:24, we are told to eat this bread in remembrance of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在哥林多前书十一章这边讲到呢，你们吃这个饼为的是纪念我。
As we eat the bread, we are signifying our oneness together with all others in the body of the Lord.
当我们领受这个饼的时候呢，其实就是纪念我们跟弟兄姐妹一起来领受。
The bread that we break, is it not our communion together in the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们一起领受这个饼呢，来表彰我们是一体的。
Note please, the bread must be eaten by the priest in the holy place.
这些饼呢刚才我们在利未记看过呢，是祭司们他们要在圣所里面就吃掉的。
It is very clear in chapter 24 and verse 9 that Aaron and his sons shall eat it in the holy place.
第九节这边说呢，他们要在圣处吃。
They cannot take the bread out to their homes to eat.
他们不能把这个饼呢带回家才吃。
They must eat it in the holy place.
在圣所里面就吃掉了。
Chapter 11, verse 20, verse 16 and verse 17 of 1 Corinthians tells us, when you are come together into one place, then eat the bread, drink of the cup in remembrance of the Lord.
那在哥林多前书十一章这边讲到呢，我们是聚集在一起的时候，我们吃这个饼喝这个杯。
I am not positively dogmatic here, but there seems to be some people thinking today that we can take the bread or the cup, the Lord's Supper, and have it celebrated in a home.
我们可能有人这样讲说我们可以领完了以后呢在家里面来用。
Remember, the Lord's Supper is connected with the Lord's table.
我们要知道主餐是跟主的这个桌子是连结的。
The two are different things.
这两个是不同的东西。
The Lord's Supper is a memorial feast.
主餐本身是一个纪念主的餐。
The Lord's table is that community of Christians coming together to remember the Lord.The community of Christians coming together to remember the Lord.
主餐的桌子是我们集合在一起来纪念主的。
And as we take of that bread, it is to show our partnership together with other members in the body of Christ.
当我们领受这个饼的时候呢，是表示我们跟其他的信徒是联合在一起的。
It is a coming together to remember the Lord.
是我们连结在一起一起来纪念主的。
It is not going your separate ways to remember the Lord.
并不是我们分开来各自的来纪念主。
It is the most holy unto Him of the offerings of the Lord.
那在 24章，列记24章9节这里讲到呢，这个饼呢，是在至圣处吃的啊，因为在此奉献给耶和华的火祭中啊，是至圣的。
Every Christian should regard the Lord's Supper as the most important in the Christian's life.
所以每一个信徒呢，都要把这个主餐当做我们基督徒生活里面最重要的一件事。
We have talked of the Godward aspect.
我们刚才讲到从神的角度来看。
We have talked of the manward aspect.
我们也讲到从人的角度来看。
Let's talk of the holiness aspect.
我们现在来看他神圣的那一面。
Who are not to eat of this bread?
谁不能够吃这个饼呢？
Leviticus chapter 22 verse 10.
另外第22章10节这边说。
There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. A sojourner of the priest or any hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing.
外人凡外人不可吃圣物，寄居在祭司家的，或是雇工人都不可吃圣物。
We, before coming to the Lord, were strangers from the commonwealth of Israel.
谢谢。
We, before coming to know the Lord, were strangers from the commonwealth of Israel. Ephesians 2.
我们在不认识神以前呢，我们原来是跟神以色列国是无份的，是无关的。
A stranger is an unbeliever.
那因为我们是不认识神的人所以我们是不属神的。
An unbeliever should not take part of the Lord's Supper.
所以一个没有信主的人呢，他是不可以领受主餐的。
No sojourner of the priest should take part of the bread.
所以seventh.
Verse ten.
刚才讲到外人不可以吃圣物寄居在祭司家的人也不可以。
Just because somebody is a visitor, is a good friend of a member of the church.He is does not qualify to take part of the Lord's Supper.
他即使是教会弟兄姐妹的好朋友他一样也是不可以领受主餐的。
And hired servants cannot take part of the Lord's Supper. Cannot take part of the bread.
雇工的人也不可以吃圣物。
A hired servant is a person who works for his wages.
讲到雇工是说这个人为了他的这个。做工来得到一个薪资的。
He is one who seeks to be saved by his works.
他是要凭着他的行为靠着行为来得救的人。
We are not, or we do not qualify to be at the Lord's Supper just because of what we have done or what we can do.
我们并不是凭着。我们做过了什么事情，或者说我们要做什么事情，我们来领主餐。
It is all because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
完完全全都是靠着耶稣基督的救恩。
Then who are to eat of this table of showbread?
那谁又可以领主餐呢？
Leviticus 21:16-23.
那再往前看利未记21章。第16节到23节这边
There's a list of blemishes of people who, in spite of their blemishes, were allowed to eat.
这边呢就讲到了有很多情形的人都是一些瑕疵、一些问题这些人是不可以吃这个圣物的。
And note please at the conclusion in verse 22, he shall eat the bread of his God.Both of the most holy and of the holy.
22. 在这个21章的22节这里说，神的食物无论是圣的、至圣的他都可以吃。
He might be a person with a blemish, with something wrong.
他可能是一个有问题的，有这个。瑕疵的。
He might be blind in verse 18.
十八节是讲到他是瞎眼的。
He might be lame.
可能是瘸腿的。
And he might have, he might be even broken footed in verse 19.
19节讲到他可能是瘸腿的.
In spite of all these blemishes, he could eat of the table of showbread. He could eat of the bread.
With these,
in spite of all these blemishes, he could eat of the bread.
虽然有这些的问题, 他可以, 吃这个橙色饼.
You see, his presence at the table was not because of what he could do as a hired servant, but because of God's grace shown to him.
所以并不是因为, 我们能做什么, 我们合格, 而是, 因着神的恩典.
But please note verse 23.
我们看一下23节.
Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come near unto the altar, because he had a blemish.
但是呢, 刚才讲圣物可以吃, 但是呢, 他不可进到幔子前, 也不可就近坛前.
He can eat, but he cannot carry out his priestly service in the tabernacle.
他可以吃, 但是呢, 他不可以来, 在这个帐幕里面侍奉。
Hence, when people come to the Lord's Supper, and because of certain blemishes, they may, because they are saved by grace and they are believers, they are entitled to eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
所以守主餐日的时候, 有这一些, 情形的人, 因为, 神的恩典, 他仍然是可以, 吃这个饼, 领受杯,
but they should not participate in active service or praise and thanksgiving in public.
但是呢, 不能够, 参与, 这一些, 赞美的工作.
Our right to participate of the bread is by grace from God.
我们, 能够, 敬拜赞美神, 是因为神的恩典.
And our right to take part in service is accepted when we have something wrong in our lives.
那我们在神面前的侍奉, 如果我们的生命, 里面有这个不讨神所喜悦的, 就会, 受到影响。
Right. Very quickly, let us come to the golden altar.
我们再接下来看, 这个金香坛。
We can read about it in Exodus chapter 30, verses 1 to 10.
我们看出埃及记, 30章这边。
Now, I like to compare the golden altar with the brazen altar.
在这边我要把金香坛跟, 外面的铜祭坛做一个对比。
Alright. The golden altar of incense is found in Exodus 30, 1 to 10.
刚才我们讲金香坛是在出埃及记30章1到10节的地方。
It is to typify Christ as our high priest and intercessor.
他是要所彰显的是耶稣基督是我们的大祭司也是我们的代求者。
Hebrews 7:26-27.
这个是在希伯来书第7章26-27节的地方。
He ever liveth to make intercession for us.
他为我们代求。
The shape of the altar again is four square.
金香坛的形状呢, 是正方形的。
And of course, as with the brazen altar, it signifies the approachability of the person to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就像刚才我们说, 铜祭坛本身是方形的, 就表示说, 是可以从四面八方来亲近神的。
But there are four horns at the corners of the altar.
但是在这个祭坛的角上, 四个角上有, 做这个角的形状。
Horn speaks of power.
这个角, 所彰显的是一种力量。
And you see the power of Christ's intercession for us in Hebrews 7:25.
那希伯来书, 第七章那一节就讲到, 耶稣基督为我们的代求是大有力量的。
He ever lives to make intercession for us.
他经常的为我们代求。
And of course, the golden altar also speaks of our worship and praise of Him.
那金香坛也表彰我们在神面前的赞美。
All right. I'm going through that quickly because I want to come to the incense.
那接着下来我要讲到这个香。
Now, the incense that is to be used for the golden altar has got very special qualities.
用来在这个金香坛上面所点的香有很特别的一些特性。
The incense is burned on the altar and a fragrance fills the place.
这个香放在金香坛上点烧，然后它的香气就充满了圣所。
And we read in Ephesians 5:2 that the Lord Jesus Christ is a sacrifice of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
那在以弗所书第五章那边讲到，耶稣基督就是那个馨香的祭。
This is the appreciation of Jesus Christ.
这就是我们对耶稣的一个赞美。
I'd like you to look at Exodus chapter 30, verse 36.
我们现在看一下出埃及记第三十章的第三十六节。
This incense must be specially made, and no one else is allowed to make it.
这是很特别做的一个香。
Firstly, it must be beaten small, verse 36.
第三十六节这里讲到呢。它是要磨得很细的。
And 34, all the ingredients that are used to make the incense must have the same weight.
然后各种的成分呢，它的重量是一样的。
And verse 35, they are to be put together so that they blend as one.
然后呢，要混合在一起。
And here we have the perfect blending of the attributes of Jesus Christ.
在这里我们就可以看到有耶稣基督的这样的完美的一个性格在里面。
It is so wonderful at the Lord's Supper when we see different brethren standing up and then singing and praising and worshiping the Lord, dwelling upon His special attributes.
那我们可以看到，就像在守主餐的时候弟兄姐妹一起来赞美颂赞耶稣基督。
Paying attention to the some of the details of the person of Jesus Christ even.
那特别呢，对耶稣基督的一些很细微的一些这个性格我们也都清楚。
As it were, big, parting.The character of the Lord Jesus Christ and beating it small of same weight and blended together, putting together in worship before the Lord.
我们把耶稣基督他的各个方面呢，我们都能够很充分的明了然后呢我们一起来颂赞到神的面前。
Please note that verse 35 it must be pure and holy.
第三十五节讲到它是纯净的，它是圣洁的。
And verse 36 and verse 37, please note. I'd like you to read verse 37 and 38.
我们看三十七节跟三十八节。你们不可按照这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣归耶和华。凡做香和这香一样，为要闻香味的，这人要从民中拣出。
The incense cannot be beat by anybody else.
这个香呢是不可以有其他的人来制作的。
No one can make anything that smells like the incense.
别人呢，没有人呢可以做跟这个香闻起来味道一样的香。
Now, likewise, the holy anointing oil.
其实圣膏油也是一样的要求。
Chapter 30 and verse 31.
第30章的第31节。
Now you remember our brother Alex in APEC told us about the holy anointing oil that was poured upon Aaron's head and it ran down to the foot.
我们在这个大会里的时候啊，这个史朝弟兄讲到啊，这个油膏怎样浇到这个亚伦的头上，然后流下来。
Now that holy anointing oil also must only it's not allowed to be made by any person.
就是那个圣膏油呢，也是啊，别人啊不能够自己做的。
And that holy anointing oil, of course, would speak of the Holy Spirit.
那那个圣膏油呢，所代表的就是圣灵。
It's so nice, you know, at the Lord's Supper, sometimes a brother stands up to take to say something.
在领主餐的时候啊，我们看到有时候啊，这个弟兄站起来讲几句话。
Another brother stand up to sing to give up a hymn.
那另外一个弟兄站起来带一首诗歌。
And another brother puts them all together, and you see the wonderful worship that ascends up to the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个弟兄啊站起来啊，就把这一切的啊化为啊一个赞美啊，这个呈到天上。
Do not bring in your own favorite hymns and favorite passages of scripture that do not blend together the worship at the Lord's Supper.
我们不能够照自己的喜好啊，用一些的诗歌或者是用一些的话语啊，来把它献给神。
As the Spirit leads, let us worship.
让让圣灵来引导啊，我们的一个敬拜。
And you find, therefore, that the priests also have to burn the incense and dress the lamps in the holy place.
那这个祭司啊，他要在圣所里面点香啊，同时也要整理啊这个灯台。
So the conclusion.
所以在这边我们做个结论。
We must worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们要以啊心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
In spirit as led by the Spirit.
我们所谓以心灵啊，就是由圣灵啊来带领。
In truth as laid down and revealed in the truth of God.
那啊。跟诚实啊，就是我们在真理里面啊来认识。
Beware of offering strange incense.
我们不能够献上啊这个不同的香。
Exodus chapter 30 verse 9 says this.
创世纪三十章九节这边说
，You shall offer no strange incense thereof, nor burnt sacrifice.
在这个坛上啊，不可以奉上异样的香。
Any incense that is not made from what the Lord has specified, that incense cannot be used.
香凡是不按照这个神所讲的这个配方的是不可以拿来用的。
Beware of using strange fire.
也不可以用这个异样的火。
Leviticus chapter 10 verses 1-3.
利未记第十章这边讲到。
Nadab and Abihu,
Nadab and Abihu,
they used fire which was not from the Lord.
他用不是从神那里来的火
to light their incense.
来点他的香
and they were stricken dead.
他们就被神击打而死
What is this strange incense?
这个
strange fire.
这个所谓不同的火是什么意思?
You see a very interesting incident happened at the completion of the tabernacle.
我们这边看看在会幕完成的时候
In Leviticus chapter 9 verses 23 and 24
在利未记第九章
When the tabernacle was completed
当会幕完成了的时候
The priest prepared a burnt sacrifice on the altar.
祭司就准备了燔祭在祭坛上。
And you know what happened? Verse 23 and verse 24 of chapter 9.
利未记第九章二三二四节这边怎么说
？Can you please read?
摩西亚伦进入会幕又出来为百姓祝福耶和华的荣光就向众民显现，有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油。众民一见就都欢呼俯伏在地。
Now, don't ask me how, because I cannot explain it.
你不要问我这是怎么样的一个情形，我无法解释。
The priest had already prepared the burnt offering on the altar.
祭司已经把燔祭 放在祭坛上面。
It says that then fire came out from the presence of God and burns that sacrifice.
这里二十四节说，然后就有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽这些燔祭。
The fire could have come out from the Holy of Holies.
这个火呢，可能就是从至圣所出来的。
Right through and then burn that sacrifice.
这个火这样子从至圣所出来呢，到这个祭坛这里。
How? Please don't ask me.
这到底是什么样的一个情形？你不要问我。
But from that time onwards, that fire must never be allowed to go off.
但是从神这样子在祭坛上降火以后呢，这个祭坛上的火呢就一直保持了。
That fire must be the same fire that must light.The fire for the sacrifice for the Day of Atonement.
那这个同样就是这个火或者说这个火的这个种子就一直保留要用来做赎罪日的时候的献祭。
So apparently, Nadab and Abihu did not use that fire for their censer.
那所以在这里很明显，拿达跟亚比户呢，他不是用。这个祭坛上面这个火。
Remember, don't play with fire. For God is a God of and He's a God who is a consuming fire.
我们要记得我们的神他就是一个烧着的一个烈火。
All right, with this, I think we end our study too.
这里呢，我们就是把第二讲。